there's a Gusha. Gusha Asura Lakai. What do you say? No. But Midrabban, only eight of my apostle. So the get is not about the get. It's the minute to continue living in this life. Watch it this way. But this long, Shulazar Ashbah, that's quoted in Shilti Gibarim, the Ramon Shulman Arch, every so often quotes from Shilti Gibarim. We call him Shilti Gibarim. He calls it the Hagwas Alfasi. Hagwas printed on the side of the roof. So the Shilti Gibarim quotes his Shulazar Ashbah, there are three opinions. One opinion is, then after the woman is the Kudeshes, she's an Eshes Hinch. Enkach Lea Chachamim Baka Dom and Atar, say. The woman is an Eshes Hinch. And if the husband gave his wife a get, the husband is a Kayin, he's a Grusha Asura La Kayin. I mean, the Rabban, the get was not valid because the Eidim of Pasim were Rabban Baka and Atar, the woman is a Grusha Asura La Kayin. Enkach Lea Chachamim Baka Dom and Atar. That's one opinion. Then he quotes another opinion, no? The Gemara has this whole sugya, goes on and on and on, Daf Peches, Daf Petes, Daf Tzadik, goes on to 2.5 in Gemara's. Machlekin, the Rashi in the Chulim quotes it, whether Yeshkach, maybe Yeshkach, the Achacham, Lak, Dom, and Akar, and Kumi, and Sir. Is it Yeshkach? The only pass can enter the Achacham. The Reform and the Conservative give their rabbis more authority than the Rabbis. All of the conservative, they hold that their rabbis can allow them to drive the shul on Shabbos. Their rabbis can allow them to eat trains with smazit. Their rabbis can allow them to have same-sex marriages. Their rabbis can allow them to intermarry. The other guys don't give so much authority to the rabbis. The rabbis have authority. The shevi al dasim. That's as far as they go. They can tell you not to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shechol yis b'shabbos. But they can't tell you to go to kumbi and say violated. So we have restricted the power of the rabbis. So the Gemara says, so wait a minute, they got lack of the Kumbi Asay. So how can Hefke Bez and Hefke ever work? Every single Takana, the Rabbanan in the area of Imamanis, based on Hefke Bez and Hefke, and a third of the money is yours with the Rabbanan, I take the money away from you. Go to court, I go to Bez and Bez and Pass, because I take the money away. And a third is a violation of my Sitzel. So Heker, Beachachachachim, Lakadom, and a third of the Kumbi Asay. How does any Takana, the Rabbanan work in the area of Imamanis? How can they allow me to violate this law? So the Gemara answers, Hefke doesn't have. Since they're Mafke the mom, it says, doesn't belong to you anymore. So it says, it's not your mom, so I'm taking the money away from them. I'm not in violation with Kumbis. But that's how the Gemara explains away all Takonis in the area. And it's not in violation of the rule of Ekach, the Achacham, Lach, the Dom, Ekach, the Kumbis. Then the Gemara says, there are several instances. Or says, and I turn the woman, and then the Rabban, we allow her to remarry with that idiot. Rabban Sugas and Rabban Gittin, Rabban Basa, Gemara here, Gemara there. Gemara says, when I turn the woman, then she says, there's a bit of a sinner. Al Chacham have a third hour with that idiot. The Gemara says, Afkin Rabban Ikdushimu. Let's say he was in the country of the Kesef. So they said, Hefke doesn't have Hefke. The ring didn't belong to the Chassim, therefore the Ikdushim was not. What if he's Mekadosh of the Shtar? What if he's Mekadosh of the Bihamayit? And then what if he didn't say that? Gemara says, no, Afkir Rabban Yudushin. Have the authority to do it. So, the other second opinion in the Rashba is that Afkir Rabban Yudushin in it. Just like Afkir can solve the issue. How do the rabbis have authority to make any takpanas the rabban and the mominis with title to the money Afkir and I take it away from you? Isn't that a violation of the Pasuk? That's the Kumbi Asay. This is that it doesn't have care. How can they allow him to marry with that again? And I see here also, a man was in Kaddish and Isha in the presence of two Eidim, who were Kashmir and Tavir, but they wrote Mesach in the Kuddin. In the Rabban, we declare the Eidim are not Kosher. But when I tell they are Kosher, the Kiddushim is half. So they say, Akira, Bani Kiddushim, not a problem. And if he gives a get, the Kohen gives a get in his life, in the presence of two Eidim, the Eidim are Misafik the Kudyas. The third again is good, and the other one again is no good. So, but how do they allow a coin to do the Kudyas? So they say, the Rabban is Gitmeh. The Chacham say, you have no right to Gitmeh. You have no right to be the Kaddish in such a case. Since indeed, thou saw Adam, like Ephraim has natural. Ephraim says, you have no right to Gitmeh. You have no right to be the Kaddish. You're not entitled to the money. Just like Afkir Abani, you should make such a Afkir Abani. That's the second idea. And the truth is that. And the Rajan himself says, I don't think that makes sense. If you would ask me, I would have split, I would have distinguished between a kiddushin that was given in the presence of two pasul that he did, or a get that was given in the presence of two pasul that he did. The Gemara just talks about Akin Rabbani, which the Gemara never said Akin Rabbani would get one day. Never had like that. He says that if you would ask me, I would have said that the get was given in the presence of The assumption is that we only apply Akeinu in the few rare instances that are mentioned in the Gemara. Arguably, the Tzuvas, Adab Gimel has a rare case that denied that the Tainasaitis begin. So the Matari is Tainasaitis, Rabban, and Tainasaitis. Any more of the Basra, more only more of the great cases of less than 10 years. 5 or 6 cases, full story. Those weird cases, yeah. You also can add it in every case with the Kedushin of Salman a third, you have Kedushin of Yichav to the 8, not plus and Abba, you don't say Akim and Sakam. So that's usually some Kedushin of Sakam. Usually it's the first one. If the man was in Kedushin each and the Kedushin of Sakam, you don't say Akim, you say the Kedushin you don't say Akim, you say the Kedushin of Sakam, you don't say Akim, you say the Kedushin of Sakam, you don't say Akim, you say the Kedushin of Sakam, you don't so they have to show you wouldn't say Akir Abad would give them in. But Gemara never has such an expression. Akir Abad would have done right. Exercise das, Chachamim suspended the das, and therefore they get this considered as if someone else gave you get more. Like Efki doesn't have to, you have no right, you know, you have no right to do that. We don't assume like that, we assume that the woman is a Jewish. It's interesting, the whole truth is a Rashbah. He's working on the assumption. What's the name of the following case? What's it? And then it's the way he's married to each other. Gives us like a jet. We know that they know. There are no eight in the world. I'm talking about a case they didn't do more eight than they did my culture. The third person got on. The thing they get, and there were no eight in the world. So maybe there's a din of rech aget. Rech aget, there's a din. That's interesting to you. Who are you? Right, that is the positive commission of Rashi. Says the Kohanim are not permitted. You should like up. When we said over the din, we said, "I'm not allowed to marry a Gush." Gush doesn't say it. "I'm not allowed to marry a Gush." The issue, the woman who was divorced from her husband. Yes, they did. And what else? Gush and Ish. What else? Gush and Ish. Should Gush like up? Mark the Mishnah says again. Avilah is Gasha Elam Isha. If the husband gives his wife a get, the husband is a crack. Wife get says, "I don't want to be responsible. I don't want to have to sit with you. Take care of you. I don't permit you to marry anybody." But that get is absolutely not valid at all. That first time you get still married, and still living with his wife, and she gets. Mishnah says, if you wish an each, you know this guy, that I don't want to be married, but I don't care if you marry anybody. But that's the din of Rech Nechadiyah. It's not like a girl. In such a case, you got Surah the Koyim. The Rambam quotes that in the Mishnah, that's what they have here. The Rambam says it's a Surah the Koyim. The Koyim is not such a thing as a Koyim. But it's a form of the Rabban. Rabban is that there are only that is to put their rice. So that's what Shaila Saria has in one of his truths, the Shaila Sabbatoshes. Up against the Shaila, as the Shaila was, when the Rech HaKek was a din der Eis, he says it's a din der Eis and the Magnush, like the Rabban, but he passed the Magnush. Then there's a discussion, what is the rabbi? Various different cases of the get that was written for those tribes. Some were practiced in the south, but they wrote get, they threw in the garbage, not that they didn't have anybody in mind, no one asked them to write a get. They're just writing, they write the husband's name, they got their name, Eliyahu Rebbeinu. It was my wife, Rachel Bas, at that point. And I live in the city of New York, and show these people, and they write it, and the man goes to the garbage can, and says, oh, that's my name, that's my wife, I'm interested, I can't go to the house. Picks it up in the garbage, it's no good. If you have to do it, you should let us know. The Gemara has a whole discussion, maybe you should be a rehagel. Just like we did a rehagel. If the husband uses my forget, he says, I read the Gemara, maybe he had put there a Sushum Adam, we should use it. Yet the absolute awesome Torah, but it's enough to ask the Rebbeim. Rehaget. The maybe a get that's written Shmuel Shmuel is also Rehaget. So it comes to the conclusion of Asar. But the Gemara says, but there are other examples in the Mishnah of the get written Shmuel Shmuel. A man has two wives, and they have the same name, both Rocha Basariyo. And he wrote the get to divorce one wife, and then he changed another one to divorce another. So the get was written for him to give to his wife, but it was written for the other wife, not this wife. Or said, the mission says also no Shema. Or a weaker case, less of the Shema, the two different people with the same name in the city. Yaakov ben Eliyahu was married to Rocha Bas Yaakov, two couples with the same name. The one couple, the husband wrote the get, divorce his wife, you changed mind to put it. And the other husband says, don't throw in the garbage. I'm going to make the husband. You wish more than one couple, and that a different husband must be. So it's also no good. Or there's another case, the husband didn't decide yet which wife he wants to do. But he says to the servant, write a get, and I'll make up my mind later. Both wives have the same thing. Rochabah said, yo, he says, write a get, and I'm going to decide later on whom I'm going to do. So the Mishnah has various, four different kinds, four different cases of Shalom Shmoah. Some are much more shalom than the Gemara. The Gemara has a discussion looking at what different things for the part. Which one of the cases is considered Rehaget Shmuel? Or comes to none of the above. None of them are Rehaget. Whatever get is written Shalom Shmuel, it's not called Rehaget. So the Shabbosari has two proofs. So one truth is, this is in the Rehaget, there is a Rabbanan, so it gives you Chapsal Rama, Rama is wrong. I pass my opinion. Yeah, I get this in the next few things discusses all your cases like that. Yeah? So the Gemara must come out to the end of the case. Each of Gush and Elisha, the husband gave a get, I read the Gresh, and when the Abin Teresh, that's the one and only case of that. Yet no other case. Then he raised the issue. What about if the get was a perfect get, he was given to the wife, not in the presence of the Hador. So he argues the case and says that it's not even Rechagel. You don't have any stimada, but it's not in the country. He quotes it as a shulk yuvar, not the same person shulk yuvar, but there it's of the opinion. So then, age became a dover, it's a reach again. Age became a dover is a thing that you get, it's not time. The chalais gave a shulk yuvar. So they had discussion, but what's the impact? It's done properly. And that's since the chalais gave a shulk yuvar. Even though there's no chalos derishin, but that's a din of rechagin. That's the noise, that's a month like this. Afraid, what's the if the husband gave a gift to his wife, especially a gift to his wife? But it was given shalom if they is in a dover. It was a lack of eggs, but because they didn't get it on top, maybe like Rav Chaim suggested, say from the Raman, that's a chalitz of eggs, that's a chalmela. Maybe by giving it, you should be at a higher level of that. That's as it being expressed in public. We used to have a deal and we should be back. We should always make deals with the city. And it's the obvious illusion. But in England, they have to make note. And then you're going back out and you go, oh, it's the deal with them. So you see, that line's right. You read something. There's no way to prove it. But from then, it's the capture. You should say, no. They always be my labor of getting married. Especially the last condition in public, it's really a higher level of that. So it's a little bit less, it can be night. So they did abort it, but Rav Chaim suggests they will be a Kushna Mela. They gave us the Kimba Dover is to elevate the level of that's above. higher level of das. Nefesh HaMeti, you don't need such a high level of das. But deep intuition needs a higher level of das. Das HaFloa, that's part of what we discussed in the Rabbitah. The Dor Mishvua is a lower level of das to sufficient for a right. And here before Kabiritza, Das Mitzah, that's called Alut Vasona Mishvua. So the Dor Mabayim, so that's a machlokes in Rama Sefer's Nida, for example, right? The machlokes in Halacha, the Rama derived it. Did it put last time of fish? Did the rice at Tikra? Even one will hold that it's only Tikra Rabbana. Called the Tikra Rabbana in the Rabbana. Of the end of the Rabbana, that is rooted in the rice. It must be based on some Halacha or another. The Dasa Floyd, the Dasa Dorim Shkuez, that's the fish, actually, did that. Nazir, Avlon in Hebrew, think of Kahal in Amir. So, that's Avlon requires such a high level of Das. That's the holidays. Even if you look on some of the things, only the Rabbanim, but it reflects the fact that the level of the rice in Das Avlon doesn't require such a high level of Das Avlon is sufficient to have a basic Das. Das makes an empty one thing for the child next to done in his cup. Certainly not far. So, Mekhech and Mekhech can keep a higher level of that. Then, Kibushi, we made this for Kimatah, that's a higher level of that. Chaim has a Rechot, a Rambam. But again, he needs a higher level of that for Kibushi. The Rambam says, you only need Beitzah. It doesn't beat him up, it's going to cut out of get. Makanos Hashem of Beitzah. The Mishkan Eret and all said, Rechot, by the Korban. Garment, it doesn't just to beat him up, didn't fit Beitzah. This requirement for Red Sun in the Rambam has it by Gittin. I mean, those are the two cases, by Gittin and by the Korban. See, it doesn't have places over here, but the Gemara in the beginning, we have the places the other day. I have Sun. The places in the Gemara in the places on the famous days. In the chorus, not with Mekoyan. Because once the Gemara begins a parak acquaintance about the Bama, but it sounds like you always need words on the right, but every case of the pressure that person has in sells his furniture. Furniture wasn't really for sale. The kill him, okay, so after the rest of the Bama is up, that's what this is like. Let's understand the two words on the basis in the right. The words on it, is there any case of, I mean, any case where the pressure of the person is not being agreed? Has to volunteer. There's something more than they corrected them to say. The Rambam holds that right standing by get them by the dog. So the Rambam practically thinks that God did with a higher level of das and not. A couple of them had a gift in the end. It's possible to say that the man gives a wife to his gift, the lead dogs. He gives a wife to get his wife, he has to be more curiously, and he gives a gift to his wife, Zaria Mikadesh. That's not covered. That's not called the real identity. It's more than food. Even if he's awake, and no agents that came out of her, he's going to argue the point and say, agents that came out of her, not only did that be crucial, it's not covered, the get this stuff. The part is that we consider a lower level of das. It's a relative level of das, okay, not that. Both by gift and by crucial, but it's a higher level of crucial, not by crucial. More of that, a higher level of das that I it could be that this is the locus in the Akhrayim locus to confirm with the Shabbos Arya. In the end, he would get to his wife for living in the Madal just in the Dom should be ever is not Kal. I think every Shani did know that's very possible. So she did a Rehagat, but he said no. It's the Madal where you don't have a high level of das, it's difficult to get on his walking. And it's not even considered. But I said that's a big, machloek to some of it. The machloek is halfway. A prime in the same under Rambach, and then the Khalid says, Sun's a dog of Bashan, of Shabbos. He called the Sun, he has a certain caution, he's a certain last entity, working on the assumption that it's not even a rare haget, which would require Zayas in the whole haget, and it's not even a rare haget, it's garnished in Bash. It's not so Bashan. So here's a shayla over here. All the three opinions that the Chumash and Rashi put there, they were all assuming and the man says, "Can he give his life again in the presence of the apostle that entered?" So the Edom apostle and the Torah is not even the Reach again. No question like that. Why is it so question? So the firm disagrees. It's going to disagree to say, "Hey, this is my number, not going to be, but we're catching it out." But the Reach enters. That's a husband punch the us enter. But they're all assuming. What do you think? According to the Jewish life, they're all assuming that. Gets dead, and we know kosher aiden, not even a reach again. They're discussing what they didn't kosher on a turn, which is a really good, say, "Oh no, I cannot get me then." Assuming like that, Shabbat's fired, not trying. But if we get this good, we shall love if they ate this in my daughter, not even to do that. This is the famous the man was in Kajin, the presence of the doctor who apostolated his prayer, apostolated in Abana, which is this word, Akira Malikidush, and then the get is Al-Khal. He's using his Al-Khal and get is Al-Khal. All the other sheep was, "No, it's not the Al-Khal, like I don't know, I've heard it from you." You don't say whatever you want to. Whatever the solution you're going to say, "Oh, it's not a kingdom." No, you only apply to kingdom. What's the new prayer cases that we more at? That's all, it doesn't apply to me. Third suggestion was that maybe you should compromise. If the solution was given with agents, you would have gone, they say, "I've kidnapped money, you're pushing it." Never find the more, "I've kidnapped money, you're pushing it." So, husband is still going to get it back. In the presence of apostles, I think, but Hashem, I'm sorry, apostles, I'm not going. You should be a good shall kind and then in fact you should say I care about it. It's a compromise. A compromise between gift and peace. So this issue of the Torah Rashba starts off a discussion. A lot of these characters about the religious because if you put me a fossil ladies my hand and you need Hakraza, make the Khalo Shem on him, you don't be fossil with Rabbi. Now it's relevant in the upcoming Mishnah is what the Mishnah called Sinai days. A list of all of the relatives of Pasala. There's going to be a significant discussion regarding some of these relatives. Are they all Pasala and Pasala? Some of them are Pasala and they're only Pasala and Pasala. So the Gemara says, we know how to meet the final event on the bottom after the mission. Where is the source and Chumash? It is an institution that Edma praying a Pasala and the Gemara quotes this passage. In the service of one and one, in the service of others, each the head of the Mos. It says, "Mishut Roshon Mikvah Kuyami." He's not talking about Eidu, but related to the Baal Torah at all. He says, "Don't punish the parents for the sins of the children. Don't punish the children for the sins of the children." Explaining that's Mishut Roshon Mikvah. Kedush Aran quotes the passage in Babi, that they didn't punish the parents. They brought it to tell the passage to himself, a cousin of Teres Moshe, to himself, as a father, but in himself, as see that. Shulchan Aruch is clearly not talking about Kroger. But it says, how many the parents can you see? The Torah about Peg, it's about the level of the Torah. There are many, many, many things. Shulchan Aruch is not Peg. You say, "Hey, I'm making you answer the name." Then you have the Torah about Peg. It's the level of the Torah. Shulchan Aruch is also, it's a little opposite. Mar says, by evil. When a man dies in marriage, the first child is one should be named after the one who died. So the Gemara says that that's not true at all. There is no such thing. And the Nikra is yet to be the truth. This pasuk is an exception to the rule. We have tradition. It does mean that Vayachar means a different thing. It's like a heading, a title. Mitzvah to go to Liyah. I should tell you the Kapla Island. It's Gautam Shemachi Ramei since it didn't that the one of those Yibam Yarshim Zol and the Chasim of the dead brother. The Pshut Roshon Mikra is not true at all. But in Kalatar Kula, we say, "Eina Miki, it's in the Pshuto, Shutu Shal Mikvas is also Emes." Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah writes this comment that some people misunderstand the Gemara. They think the Gemara said, the only Pshat in the Pasuk is Pshuto Shal Mikvas. That's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos says, There was a Malga Moran learned by Rebbe at his 14 years or something, and Rebbe always gave drushes of the Torah, the additional levels of interpretation. So the Talmud thought that the only pshat that's binding in halacha are the additional levels of interpretation of the Torah. They thought the pshat is not binding. So one fine day, the Rebbe came up with a chiddush, and the Rebbe said, "No." So the rabbis, he didn't say, "Ein b'mikra elo pshuto," that the only thing that's correct is the pshut shamik. That's not what it says in the Gemara. That's how the maskilim. That's what the Abikusim say. "Ein b'mikra elo pshuto." Gemara never said that. The Talmud looked at all the drushes of the Torah Shabbat Pshut. He didn't think that pshuto is binding. But the Rebbe said, "No, and I think yes, the pshuto is also binding. You have to observe the pshuto." Except for the wrong passage, Bahaya Parsha Daily, that the Gemara says that he wants the Mikra to get into the Pshuta. So here, the Chidusha Ram points out, Pshuta Sham Mikra means you don't punish the children for the sins of the parents, you don't punish the parents for the sins of the children, as it says in Navi, the Kayim Ashikaz of the Teres Mesha, that's the Pshuta Sham Mikra. But the Torah Shmaka has an additional level of interpretation. That the pasuk is telling me an additional din. That's true. You unpunish the children for the sins of the parent. Telling me the din that grave matzumah is which grave? So we have to know the system here. So there's rishon v'rishon, sheni v'sheni, rishon v'shlishi, sheni v'shlishi. We're going to explain what it is. Yimsa avos al banim. The Gemara says you have two brothers and they have children. So the children are first cousins, and then the children have children. That's second cousins, and one of the children is a first cousin of the other one. The other one has a child, so that's called Shlishi Bishen. The first generation, the two brothers, are called Rishon Bereishin, just the language, the terminology that we're going to use here. The Imsa Abba is Albanim. The Abbas are the two brothers, and the Banim are their children. So the Abbas are brothers, that's Rishon Bereishin. First generation, second generation, Sheni Bishen. So Sheni Bishen is possible, the first cousin is possible. So Rishon Bishen is certainly possible, an uncle with a nephew. Or a nephew of the aunt or something, a Rishon Bishen certainly possible. Even Sheni Bishen. What's the thing about Shlishi Bishen? What if you have? What about Shlishi Bishlishi, the second cousin? The second cousin's Hakoshele. That's too far. There's a limit. Everybody's related, unless someone is a Ger. Someone is a Ger, so Gershon is Shinola Dami. He's not related to a soul in the world till he gets married. He's related to his wife. When he has children, he's related to his children. But the Gershon is God doesn't have any relevance. But it's not a Gershon is God. I'm related to you. We'll have to scratch a little further. We'll find out with fifth cousins, tenth cousins. Every Jew is related to every other Jew. So you have to have a limit. You have to say, Kareivam Apostolatus, everybody's a part of everybody else. So there's a limit. So the Gemara says, the limit is, Layim's Abbas Abbaim, Abbas Abbaim, Abbaim, Shani Bishani, your first cousin, that's as far as it goes. Second cousins, the Shlishi Bishlishi, that's kosher. Not only Shlishi Bishlishi is kosher, Shlishi Bisheni is also kosher. If it's a first cousin once removed, that's called Shlishi Bisheni, it's also kosher. We only limit it to, as far as it goes, Sheni Bisheni. What about Rishon Bishlishi? What's the din of Rishon Bishlishi? Let's say you have two brothers. My mother's father was my grandfather, had a brother, Uncle Alex. We never knew where Uncle Alex lived. He always used to pop in on the Shabbos when we lived in Pennsylvania, then we lived in New York. He would pop in on the Shabbos uninvited. And we would give him a yarmulke, okay? We used to go with him, okay? We would say, and he would eat a meal, then he would disappear. We never knew where he lived. He passed away, and we never knew. We thought he was single, he passed away. His almana called up on the phone, and she says, you should only know how much her husband loved all the children and everything. He was living with a non-Jewish woman. He never told us where he lived. He lived in the middle of New York. He never told us where he lived. He didn't want anybody to know he was living with a non-Jewish woman. He left, my grandfather left Galicia before the First World War. He also left. He was an older brother, my grandfather. So that was a Rishon Bishlishi. He and my grandfather were the first generation, and I was a Shlishi. I was the third generation. So my grandfather's brother with me is a Rishon Bishlishi. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara in Baba Basra and Yeshnev. What's the din of Rishon Bishlishi? The Chumash only says Abbas and Bon. Abbas is a brother and a brother, brother and sisters, Rishon Bishlishi. And then their children, Banim, the Yamsav Salpanim, Banim Lahadani, his first cousins. That's as far as it goes. So it doesn't go Shlisha Bishlishi, second cousin. Doesn't go Shlisha Bisheni, first cousin once removed. What about Rishon Bishlishi? Maybe Rishon Bishlishi is close enough. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. In Bava Basra. So there's one opinion in the Gemara. The Rishon Bishlishi is pasul. Rishon Bishlishi is pasul. And then the Gemara has one opinion, Rishon Bishlishi is kosher, and therefore, one of the Amoraim was Akshav Ba'avua Da'avo, a grandfather with a grandson, Akashalaitis, because it's Rishon Bishlishi, the grandfather is the third generation, Rishon Bishlishi. So the Gemara says, V'lei Silchus Sakavah, so we do not pasken like that Amor, Makshav Ba'avua Da'avo. Ba'avua Da'avo is pasken. So the Rishonim have three interpretations in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say clearly, why don't we pasken like that? So one interpretation is, we don't pasken Abu Abiyabo is kosher, because we pasken Rishon Bishlishi is pasken. We just mashur Rishon Bisheni. No. I mean, so we just mashur Shlishi Bisheni. Our first cousin once removed is Shlishi Bisheni, that's kosher. What's the name of Shlishi Bisheni? So the Gemara had it, the Gemara had a machlokes. So one Amora said, Shlishi Bereishim is kosher, me, with my grandfather's brother. We didn't even know where he was. We didn't know what was good with him at all. We had no shaitas at all. So one opinion anymore, Bereishim Shlishi is kosher. Also explain it some more. And one opinion is, because Bereishim Shlishi is kosher, so Abu Adiyab is also kosher, me and my grandfather. I can testify for or against my grandfather. Me and my grandfather can be Eidim at Tom's wedding. We're not driving to each other because Rishon Bishlishi is kosher. Then the Gemara says, "V'lein is hilchos akavos." We pass on Abu Diabo is pasul. Why? So one opinion is because Rishon Bishlishi is pasul. We just masher Shlishi Bisheni, but we're not masher Shlishi Bishlishi. That's too close. So not only me with my grandfather is pasul, me with my grandfather's brother is also Rishon Bishlishi. Rishon Bishlishi is pasul. The other opinion in Shulchan Aruch is no. Rishon Bishlishi is kosher. I have no shaykhis with my grandfather's brother. I didn't know anything about him. And my other grandfather, I don't even know if he had a brother. I don't even know anything. I just knew my other grandparents. I don't even know if he had a grandfather. I don't have any brothers and sisters. So the Gemara says, on the next batch, on Chav Ches and Aveis, that the Kerevim Sulam Leis depends on improving Daito. How close do you feel to the first year? It's the seventh wide line. And Chav Ches and Aveis, improving Daito. Improving Daito? My one grandfather didn't know he had any siblings. The other grandfather knew he had a brother. He didn't know anything about him. He popped and he disappeared. We don't know what was going with him. So there's a lack of Ikruvi Daita. So Ikruvi Daita is the definition of who's a curve. So cousins are the shaitas with each other. Brothers are the shaitas, cousins and uncle. And then once you come Shlishi Bisheni, a first cousin once removed, there's not Ikruvi Daita. And even Rishon Bishlishi, that's the machlokes. So again, so the Gemara says, we pasul a grandfather with a grandson. Why? Why would you say Rishon Bishlishi is kosher? So one, there are three opinions in the Rishon. One opinion is no, because Rishon Bishlishi is pasul. So even my grandfather's brother is also Rishon Bishlishi. The other opinion is no. Rishon Bishlishi, the grandfather's brother, is kosher. There's no Ikruvi Daita. But the grandfather with the grandson, that's a different story. Just like two brothers are called Rishon Bereishon, so a father and a son is also not called Rishon Bereishon. A father and a son is Rishon Bereishon. The son and his son is Rishon Bereishon. So a grandfather, a grandson is a Rishon Bereishon. Even though generationally it's three generations, grandfather, son, and grandson, but a father and a son is closer than the two brothers. So two brothers are called Rishon Bereishon. So a father and a son is also Rishon Bereishon. The son and his son is Rishon Bereishon. So the grandfather, the grandson, is once removed, it's Rishon Bishlishi, but if they have a great grandfather and a great grandson, that'll not be Rishon Bishlishi, it will be kosher. That's the second opinion in the Rishon. Rishon Bishlishi is kosher. Rishon Bishlishi is kosher, and the grandfather's brother is Rishon Bishlishi is kosher, but a grandfather with a grandson is called Rishon Bishlishi, because the father with a son is called Rishon Bishlishi. But if a great grandfather with a great grandson, that'll not be Rishon Bishlishi, it will be kosher. Then there's the third opinion, the Rosh on there on Bobad Basra. And Yesh Nachman, and the Gemara says, "Leisel the Sefer Kabbase." that we pasken that the Abu of the Abu, grandfather of the grandson, are craving the Apostle Eidus. So the Rashbam throws in a lotion because the Bottom Arabic and Bottom Atsoy Kaladurs, it's a Rabbi Vivas Apostle Eidus to all of his descendants, even 100 generations later. That's a new story. They bought him, if you bought him, if it's a direct line, so Enoch and Ami Risha Mishlishi is kosher, me with my grandfather's brother, there's no Ikrubi Daita, but not close enough. But a direct descendant, that's the Ibanim, Arim Kebanim, Atzav Kaladar, that's a new day. That's close. Those are the three sheetahs in Shomra also with three different things. The three different sheetahs. What does it mean, the Maskanas of Yomar Yeshnech? That we machsher shlishi b'sheni, the first cousin once removed. Second cousins for sure, that shlishi b'shlishi, that's kosher. But even shlishi b'sheni, first cousin once removed, is also kosher. And what's the din of rishon b'shlishi? So there are three opinions. One opinion, we pass from grandfather and grandson that rishon b'shlishi is possible, seeing the grandfather's brother is also possible. The other sheet that is called rishon b'sheni, but the great grandfather would be rishon b'shlishi, would be kosher. The other opinion, the Rashbam, all the three opinions. So this is the, we're trying to determine which kurvas are included in the pasuk. Limsa obas albanim, obas are the brothers, and the brothers are the next generation of the cousins. Who else is included? As the Gemara says, that to determine, ochem mishem yikruvim daitu, vohe ikruv the daitu legabot. The Gemara says there are certain dinim that depend on nisuin, and certain dinim depend on eris. When, by Jewish people, when you get back by the Berinoyach, there's only issues like they be of Ulas Ba. They don't have Kedusha Kesel, they don't have Kedusha Shtar. They only have Ulas Ba, Yeshlahem, Nichlis, and the Chukh, Vilay Niba, Ba, Elah. So if they have Ulas Ba, they have the whole issues. We have it goes in two stages. We have first Avison, she's an Asian Sish, a Bodhi Beis Abba, then you have Nisun, Sun, Zach, Nosel, and Shuso, so she becomes an Asian Sish, the Beis Abba. So the Gemara has, Ishtu Arusa, Lo Oinen, Lo, Lo Mitabin, Lo, Lo Nevin, Nidorel. Yeah, that's a famous line. That's on the Chokhesan base on the third white line. Ishtar Rusa dies, so there's nothing about Minas, the husband doesn't deserve. And if he's a coin, there's a lot of Dimitam to his wife, but not only Ishtar Rusa, Ishtar Rusa not. The Tamil of Mekhana Derev, the husband can only make in the dark, but if Ishtar Rusa, the Shutsus with the father, on his own, he can only make in the dark, if it's Yefani Sukh. So some of the dinim of Ishus depend on, there are dinim that arise, some dinim depend on Erisin, some dinim depend on Nisuin. So the Gemara wants to know, if a couple had Erisin, but they didn't yet have Nisuin, would the husband be possible Eidus to the wife? So the Gemara says, yes, because over here, the degree of kurva that possible is the Eidus is all based on the issue, is there a kruvi daita, is there not a kruvi daita? So the man is married to his wife, but possesses a kruvi daita. He didn't yet do the nisuin, not the mokir radas. But Ishtar Rusa is sufficient kir radas to be possible Eidus. Here they are writing my father with the kasha, the kashash and others are father with the kasha. The Gemara said, we discussed it with you, that Gemara says in the end of the Basra, that there's a basic difference between the psul, that a Russia is possible Eidus and a Karab is possible Eidus. The Gemara says, Moshe Biyar on possible Eidus. Is it because Hashash and Shaker, if we're afraid Moshe and I'm going to tell a lie? And Gemara says, no, it's both. Gemara calls it Xeris HaMelech, Xeris HaKos, we go call it Xeris HaKos. Gemara calls it Xeris HaMelech, I did, that great not possible. But a Russia, I'll tell you, it's a Moshe, Leah, say, Thomas, a Russia is possible, it's because it's a Hashash and Shaker. So the Gemara said, even if you have a Shtag that has an earlier date before it became a Gangsta, we still observe it, we still honest. So you have to be Choshesh. Maybe he wrote to Shtar after he became a Gangsta and he wrote an earlier date. So by Russia, the Gemara said, there's a Hashash and Shaker. By Croatia, there's no Hashash and Shaker. So the Eskakash, the Gemara sounds like the same over here, that Croatia maksulula is because of the Kubi Daita. We're afraid they're in cahoots together. Doesn't this Gemara contradict that Gemara? The Gemara says, Moshe Biyarin and that Hashud and Shaker, which doesn't say it's on that. So that's all that she thought. He didn't see what the Kash was. He says, the Gemara here is just saying, that's a definition of Croatia. Everybody's a Karim, unless the guy's a Ger. I'm related to you, but 10th cousins somehow, probably not 10th cousins, probably closer than that. But we have no shaitas with each other. But I remember once I was walking up, they called me up to be in the 8th by a wedding. So I was walking up to the chuppah I'm married almost 50 years, so that since after I got first got married, so I knew my wife. As I was walking up, I realized that me and the other A was a fellow Lieberman from Chicago. He married Batsovich, this I think. I made a calculation as I was looking up that we were Revi, the two Balkishtos. Means that my wife and his wife, Lieberman's wife, were third cousins. Shani Bishani, our first cousin, Shlisha Mishlisha, second cousin, Revi, our third cousins. So his wife and my wife were third cousins. And he was married to his wife, and I was married to my wife. So that's twice Balkishta, Revi. And Shulchan Aruch says that L'chatchila, a chumr, not right, and you shouldn't use graven for the chuppah, for the get, even Revi, the two Balkishta, you should use. And so I was going to tell him because he was first in the left. The chumr has no like to step, doesn't make any sense. It depends who what's the alternative. At that wedding, there are a lot of religious Jews that could have had other people there. A lot of times, you come to a wedding, you've got to be back, but not to allow the Rebbe to talk about the issues. They can have to step for Aiden. We're not Shomer Shabbos, so we don't keep kosher. We don't observe, they don't daven every day, they don't wear tallis and tefillin. So the chumra is a chumra. Okay, the chumra is not to allow even Rebbe to talk about the issues. Okay. Depending what the alternative is. If you can get someone who's not a Karp, not a Rasha, fine. So the Gemara, so Rav Soloveitchik said, the Gemara here means it truly dies, but that's a definition, who's a Karp is not a Karp. Otherwise, everybody's a Karp. All the Jewish people are related to each other. So there's a limit, but it doesn't mean to say because it's a truly dies, but therefore it's a Rasha. This is just the definition of who is a Karp. So that's part of the story here. The Shabbat is how many times do you say Baal Kiddushta? So, Avisha Verisha, let's say I have a brother-in-law. So I have two kinds of brothers-in-law. I have my sister's husband. So I am with my sister, Avisha Verisha, and she's married, so my brother-in-law is Avisha Verisha with one Baal Kiddushta. Then my wife has three sisters. They're all married. So my wife and her sister is Rishon Rishon. I'm married to my wife, and my sister is married to her husband. So that's a Rishon Rishon with two Baal Kiddushta. That's called Giso. Giso is a technical term, means my sister's husband is not Giso. He's Baal HaChaisi. If my wife's sister is married, that's called Giso. Giso means a brother-in-law with two Baal Kiddushta. So Giso is a Machlokes like Satana. Do you say on the level of Rishon Rishon, you say Baal Kiddushta twice? So that's going to be a machlokes satana. That's going to be a machlokes satana. The Gemara tells a story. Hu matando. Tadi chasimi alei trei gisi. There was a shtar matana where the Aiden who was signed on the bottom were brothers-in-law, sisters were both married. It was a rishon rishon with two baal kiddushtas. So the Gemara said, shtar is kosher. The Gemara says, why is the shtar kosher? So they thought, they didn't know the reason why, so the Chacham passed the kosher, so they thought the reason why, because Giso is kosher, he followed that Tana, that you never say Baal Kiddushta twice, Baal Kiddushta is based on the Pasuk, you don't say Baal Kiddushta once, you don't say twice Baal Kiddushta. Then the Gemara says, not really correct. You pass it on the level of Rishon Rishon, you do say Baal Kiddushta twice, but the Loch is, and it was your character. You don't need any Eichasim. If the din would have been like Rameir, Eichasim Akarsi, the Shtar, it does not kosher, even signed out, it's not a valid Shtar Kenyan. So then the Trey Gisi who was signed was no good. It was Uli Eidus. Since we don't pass like Rameir, we pass like Rav Lozer, then the Shtar Kenyan doesn't need Eichasim. It's good enough with Eidus Sira. So here, the Shtar Mechira, the Shtar Matonim. Ahu Matante was the Shtar Matonim Karaka. That we have Tinel like Trey Gisi, the two Eidim on the bottom. The brothers of Lord Gisim, so to true their bustle, but they were Eidim Asir. So then the Gemara says, but that's wrong, that's incorrect. Because even if one were to say that Eidim Asir Karsi, and you didn't really need any Eidim Asim on the Shtar Matana on the Karaka, but if you have Eidim Asim and Eidim Asim Apostle, so then the Gemara calls it Mizuyah Mitoch. You have Eidim Asim, they're not acceptable, so that makes it worse. So that's a Gemara. That Gemara says the Ferish that Mizuvit Mitoicha even applies to Shtar Imam. Shtar Matan, Mizuvit Mitoicha applies to Shtar Imam, and with the two Eidim who sign But two brothers-in-law who are puzzled. That poses a problem. There's a Gemara in the first pair of Gittin, those who learn Gittin. The Gemara says, what if you have a get with non-Jews signed on the get? Eli Hasima Goyim. So if you don't like Rabbi Meir, Eli Hasima Karsi, so it doesn't get off the ground. The Nachim Apostle, that is for a get for sure. The Shtar Matan is a different question, maybe the question, but for a get for sure, the Nachim Apostle, that is. So the Gemara says, even, so if you don't like Rabbi Meir, the Eli Hasima Karsi, the Shtar Kitten has to have Eli Hasima. So here the get is not that little. We don't pass like Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Loza, but he didn't see the Karsi. So if you give the get in the presence of Eli Hasima, so you don't need any Eli Hasima. So the Gemara says, no, but it's possible that the Rabbi Loza. The Gemara says, Mizurik Mitoicha, if you wouldn't have had any Eli Hasima at all, the get would be good in the presence of the Kosher Eli. But if you had Eli Hasima who was signed, the Goyim, the Apostle Eidus, then it's a psalm of the Rabbi Loza, the Master of Mismach Alayu, then you rely on Eli Hasima to serve as the Eli Hasima. So the Gemara says, the Ferish number one, that Mizurik Mitoicha is only a psalm of the Rabbi Loza. The Ferishim Mars. And number two, the Gemara says that the Psalm of Mizrach Metecha only applies to Gittin, but doesn't apply to Shtarimam. So the Ferishim Gemara around that first of Yud, the first pair of Yud. So the Achreinim Abadid, the Rishayim Abadid with one Kasha, the Achreinim Abadid with another Kasha. The Rishayim Abadid with the Kasha that the Goyim should the Rif and Gittin, that they both quotes Shitas Agwen, Abai Gwen, that Mizrach Metecha is a Psalm of Mizrach. So how can it be a psul deraisa? The Ferishim Gemara, that it's only a psul deraisa? It's only possible deraisa. That's one kasha. Then the second kasha is, how can the Gemara say Mizrach Metecha when non-Jews signed on the shtar? It's only a psul deraisa that was introduced by a get and doesn't apply to shtar imamen. The Gemara tells us, Ahum atan tadat echasim alay trein yisi. The Gemara said Mizrach Metecha applies it to shtar matan, even as a shtar matan. So the Achreinim answer based on the parents that the Rashba gives on the Kasha and the Gon Shebarif. The Gon Shebarif was of the opinion Mizrach Metecha is a Psul Deraisa. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Berish, Mizrach Metecha is only Psul Deraisa. So the Rashba on that Kasha answers like this. He says the Gon Shebarif is talking about the case where Erechon signed on the Ker. Instead of having two Eidim sign, Erechon sign. So that's insufficient. So the Gon Shebarif calls that Mizrach Metecha. Fantastic Hiddish. And he holds that it's a psul deraisa. That's an often Gemara, that if non-Jews sign, it's only a psul derabanan. So the Rashba says, yeah, non-Jews are not called Eidim at all. So if non-Jews sign, that's not called Mizrach Metecha. It's not Metecha. The Chesima of an Achri is not Nitfas as a Chelik in the Shtar. It just doesn't count at all. Like the Nesivis quotes from the Tumim, that you don't say Korob Apostle, if one of the witnesses, Ever Akhmanisha, Chevisha, they don't have a shame aid at all. So they also, the Nachri sign that they get, the Rashbi uses a Lashon Kitiyuta Biyom. It's like you wrote a design. Like you make a check, and then you write $100 and you put a line, and then you should add on $100 and 99 additional dollars. So you put X's, you put a line that you shouldn't be able to fill anything else in. So here also, it's like the Gemara calls that Tiyuta. So Tiyuta is just filled in the blanks. So if a Nachri signs on the bottom of the get, the Nachri doesn't have a shame made at all, it's Tiyut of the Alma of the Rashi. So that Kakom Zim Mitoch, it's not Mitochai, it's not Ditfas as a Chelik of the get. But if the Melechot signs, the Rashi says, so then the Gon Shebarif is of the opinion that that Zim Mitoch will be a Psul Deraisa. Melechot Kosher is Ditfas. If you would have had two Eidim Sherim, it would have been Ditfas as a Kosher begets. So you have Melechot, you have right there. So the Gon Shebarif also, therefore, is insufficient evidence, so it's a Mizrach Metecha. So the same could be said regarding Kroidim. If a Nachri signs, the Gemara says it's only Mizrach Metecha is possible to the Rabbanan, and it only applies by get, doesn't apply to Shtar Imamim. But if you have Kroidim signing, it's like the Shtar Matana signed by the Trade Yisri. So Kroidim, there isn't enough Karav Apostle. Kroidim are considered Eidim Sudim. Not the same as those six, Chemisha, Bukhav, Nevadisha, and don't have a Shem Eid anymore. The Kroidim have a Shem Eid that considered an Eid Pasuro. So therefore, there's room to say that this Mizrach Metecha, if you have Kroidim sign, this Mizrach Metecha will possibly be in the Shtar Imamim. It is Mizrach Metecha, not to you, to the Yom. No, Kroidim will give a Haggadah say this. It's called an Eid Pasuro. That's a Chal Shem Eid. Nachum's sign doesn't count. Nachum doesn't have a Shem Eid anymore. So again, that's the story about the Rosh Matan, about the Chimolei Trace Adi. That's on Chot Chesan Day. It's about right in the middle of the very wide lines, about 20 lines down from the wide lines. So there is a machloekes hatanoim where the gisu is possible. On the level of rishon, you say about yishta twice. That we pass when you do. We pass the gisu. You say about yishta twice on the level of rishon. What if you have two girls that are first cousins and they're both married? So on the level of sheni b'sheni, you certainly do not say about yishta twice. You do not. That's the chol ha'deis. The chomer for not right is a wild chomer that you don't even allow to get the kedushin. Reveal with two Baal Kishtas. Even Allah Shaykh Rishani with two Baal Kishtas. That the Nikar Adin is really kosher. If you have two girls of the first cousins, they're both married, so you don't say Baal Kishtas twice. You have a boy and a girl of the first cousins, and the girl is married, so you say Baal Kishtas once on the level of Shaykh Rishani. But you don't say it twice. What about the level of Rishon Rishani? So you have an aunt and a niece, and they're both married. So the uncle and the nephew by marriage and by marriage. They have two marriages. You say Baal Kishtas twice on the level of Rishon Sheni. So that's a machlokes the Baal Hamor and the Ramban. 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, but they say Baal Kishtas twice on the level of Rishon Sheni. Rishon is a machlokes of Haim Gisa. We pass it is possible. They say Baal Kishtas twice on the level of Rishon Sheni. Sheni, we pass it for sure. You don't say Baal Kishtas twice. Rishon Sheni, and then the Denise are both married. That's Machloek, it's 2 days. Machaber Machloek to the Baal Hamor and the Ramban. But they say Baal Kishtas twice. And that is the Ramban, and the Ramban is disagreeing with that Baal Hamor. The Ramban says, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk that Baal Kishtas and Din Deraisa. Not only am I Pasuleitis and my sister, Pasuleitis and my sister's husband, my sister husband. And I together cannot join to be aiding at a wedding or something like that, praying, we're praying to each other. So the Ramban writes, the Chumash only talks about Baal Kishtas once. Never says the word about Baal Kishtas twice. He says, Gisoy, the two sisters are both married, and it's a problem of my double Baal Kishtas, that's only a Sul the Ramban. So this comes up, Aloch HaLamaisa, a man was in Kadosh and Misha, in the presence of two aiding, who had brothers in law. So on the level of the Raisa, the Ramban says that they're kosher leidus. But on the Rabbanan, we declare that they're pasul leidus. And what would be the din in such a case? Would you say she needs a get? Because they care of the Achacham, like a dog, and 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 a dog. So that's the whole Shulis HaRashbog. Would apply in that case. Where else would it apply, said the Rashbog? If the Shoyal and the Shulis HaRashbog, then that should be deported. Points out the Rama. The Gemara raised the possibility that maybe the Sulei Eidim, maybe the relatives of Pasul Eidim, it's only relatives from the father's side. Relatives from the mother's side maybe are kosher. The Gemara says wrong. Relatives from the mother's side are also Pasul Eidim. So the Rama writes an expression that relatives from the mother's side are Pasul Eidim, midin reina. So you can never tell that a lot of times the Rambam uses an expression midibre sofim. So midibre sofim means that the rabbis came up with this din. The rabbis came up with dinim derabbanan that they invented, and the rabbis came up with dinim deraisa that they read in between the psukim. It's also midibre sofim. Halacha Moshe Tzina is not midibre sofim. The rabbis didn't come up with that din, but all the dinim that are based on the Yudim Midrashah during the Rashi's time, that's midibre sofim. So a lot of times we don't know exactly what the Rambam means. When the Rambam says something is midibre certain or something is midibre hem. Midibre means it was developed by the rabbis as a dibur abana. It was developed by the rabbis utilizing the midrash and the reshes behem, and it's a din deraisa. We're not sure. The Rambam has a Sefer HaMitzvahs we're familiar with. Sefer HaMitzvahs is the basis of the Mishnah Torah. Because people don't realize what is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, olamatem osam. We have an obligation to learn Osam, all of the 630 mitzvahs. You have to know which are the 630 mitzvahs. So the Rambam wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs in Arabic. We use the Hebrew translation. And then he wrote the Mishnah Torah. So the beginning of the Mishnah Torah has Binyan HaMitzvahs B'Kitzor. He has the abridged form of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It only gives one line to each mitzvah, one or two lines to each mitzvah. And then he starts the Mishnah Thirds, and every section he starts off, built for Shabbos, gonna cover 23 mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs says, how many mitzvahs was there? Hilchos Chametz Matzah is gonna cover 13 mitzvahs. How many mitzvahs says, how many mitzvahs was there? Hilchos Yontif, Hilchos Malva Veloida. Every section he does in the beginning, how many mitzvahs is gonna cover? Then by the time you get to the end of the Mishnah Thirds, you have covered all the 613 mitzvahs. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Ma'atim on Sam. To learn which are the 613 mitzvahs, and to know all the details, the Shvatim last all some, so you'd be able to observe all of these mitzvahs. So the Rambam was faced with a problem. What do you mean the 613 mitzvahs? There are millions of mitzvahs. Every sneeze it away, there's a mitzvah. So the Rambam has to somehow shrink. Has to take all the millions of mitzvahs and shrink it. So he has 14 klum. The one who translated originally, the demon or Harizi, whoever it was, whoever translated the Rambam from the Arabic into the Hebrew, so he calls it the 14 Sharashim. In the new translations, Kappa calls it the 14 Klum. Why you call Sharashim? The 14 guiding principles to determine whether something belongs in the Seder Mitzvah. The first, the Rambam says, you only include mitzvahs that have been uttered. You don't include mitzvahs in the Rabbanah. Moshe Rabbeinu was given 613 mitzvahs. Then every generation, the Chachamim added on more. So every time they add another mitzvah, you throw out a mitzvah before, only that 613. The magical number 613, you get Tariyah mitzvahs, Memel of the Moshe Tisina. Moshe Rabbeinu was given 613 mitzvahs there. So he saved this already a million mitzvahs that don't belong. Then he says, Kalam number two, you only include mitzvahs that don't even dirts. And he says, Kalam number three, how Rosh Hashanah does he have? And he has Kalam number three, I think, is a Kalam number two. Forgot already about the order. You only include the mitzvahs that are Pshuta Shal Mikra, Torah Shigasa. Rosh of the Torah Shigal Peh is not included. So the Ramban is so upset with the Rambam, he says, what a Kairos. Why don't you include Rosh of the Torah Shigal Peh? Did Rosh of the Torah Shigal Peh wrong with the Rabbanan? Has the Shalom, Torah Shigal Peh is not there. Why did the Rambam say you don't count? It's very simple why the Rambam doesn't count. The Rambam in Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis takes issue with the Gaonim. The Goyim were of the opinion. The Goyim took the Maimon Chazal literally. The Midrashim were the following Loshon appears. Kol ma she-Talmud Vasik osed l'chad m'shnei m'lal l'moshe nisina. Every single din that the Talmud Vasik will come up with, some fool comes up with a Shpikul Torah, that's nonsense. That was not necessarily told to Moshe Rabbein, just because he came up with some knowledge. But kol ma she-Talmud Vasik osed l'chad m'shnei m'lal l'moshe nisina. Who hits the nail on the head and says a good burn, is not Malal Moshe Nisim. That's what the Tzai Sacharishan writes at his Statsus. He writes before he, by way of introduction, he says to the Tzai, he says, who gave me authority, who gave me authorization to write a Sefer? Maybe I'm saying Arishka. Who says that I'm a Talmud Basit? Maybe I'm saying stupidity. So he says he doesn't think so because quite a few times it happened that he came up with a Chiddush. Many times he showed him said his Chiddush. So he says, you see, I'm thinking in a good direction. So some of what I wrote is of value. You see, this also writes something. He says, it's of value to print the Sefer, even if there's only one word of emes in all Sefer. He says, I think I have one word of emes in my Sefer from the beginning. I think I have something. I hit the nail on the head. So the Goyim were of the opinion that you take that Maimon Chazal, the Koma Shetami Basik, Basik, the Chadish, every single din that's correct, never done Moshe, everything is called Moshe Rabbeinu. So what is this source? How can you ever have a machlokes? The Gemara is full of machlokes. Every single daf in Shas has a machlokes. What's the root of machlokes? The machlokes is all based on shikra. They simply forgot all the traditions. But the Rambam said that's an embarrassment to the Jewish people to say that every single machlokes is based on shikra. Every single din was told to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Yerushal Avidas and Yitzhakim Mafeh and Yitzhakim. And Rosh Hashanah, the Chumash, every single machlokes from Shas was told to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they lost everything on the way. The most precious thing that we possess is the Torah. We forgot 98% of the Torah. We forgot so much. And the Rambam says, he can't say that. That's unreasonable. He says, whatever they had a tradition, they had a tradition. So I'm not sure if they had any machlokes. Kol ma she-Talmud Basik Osed L'Chadash Nemel on Moshe Nisina, not to be taken literally. It means the text of the Chumash was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. In principle, the Midrash HaTorah Midrash is like given by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chachmei HaTorah Shebechol Dabar Dor had the right to darshan the Pesukim in the way they see fit. And every generation, he came up with new clothes. So that's called Kol Ma She-Talmud Basik, because the text was never of Moshe, and the principle how to read in between the lines of the Klal and Sambar. Shreim Echlal Yassin, Rachadash, all the rules and regulations. But then, in every generation, when they came up with a new din, some Achraim hold that when the Bezin is Mechadash, a new din, the Raisa, with the Midrash, it's only Noi Mikamel Haba. You don't say it's Noi Mishas Matan Torah yet. It's only Noi Mikamel Haba. Others say no. It's a Bloy Muslim affair, this was always a din. So the Rambam says, you can't say that Tayyag Mitzvah Zemelon Mashina includes all the din and deraisa that are based on you giving this. What you do in the earlier generation, before they had that din, there weren't 613 mitzvahs. He says, no. There were 613 mitzvahs if you shoot to Shalom before you get to any brushes of the Torah Shabbat. Then in every generation, you're going to come up with another mitzvah. There's another level of interpretation in the Pasuk. So you don't throw out a previously counted mitzvah when you discovered a new mitzvah, because you came up with a new mitzvah. The 613 mitzvahs will fit Shuta Shamir, Torah Shibasab, Shuta Shamir. Then, in addition to that, the hundreds and hundreds and thousands and millions of additional mitzvahs, Midaraisa, which are Torah Shibasab, that's what the Rambam says. And the Ramban attacks the Rambam. Ramban understood as if the Rambam was saying the role of Torah Shibasab was an invention to the Rambam. The reason why you don't count Rochers of the Torah Shabbat Peh is because the Rambam quoted the other clock. You only count mitzvahs that are not third. You don't count halachas of Erev Shabbos, you don't count halachas of Erev Chanukah, and Yom Megillah. The halachas of Gedolos count the halachas of Gedolos as the same on mitzvahs. So he lists off one of his opinion on 613 mitzvahs. So much of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is an attack, as much as the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs is a carryover based on the pattern of the Baha'i. But a big chunk of the Sefer Mitzvah Rambam is an attack against the positions of the Halachas Gedolos. So he shouldn't have counted mitzvahs the Rabbanan. So the Ramban misunderstood. He thought the Rambam said he shouldn't count brushes of Torah Shema Peh. Because all the brushes of Torah Shema Peh were all invented by the rabbis and not by the Rabbanan. That's not what the Rambam said. The Rambam says they were all invented by the rabbis at different times. But the din of the Raisit, and the rabbis and then the din, the rabbis and then the din based on meeting in between the lines, applying the Midrash on Tamid Reshes, and that's the din Reis Sofer, that's the din invented by the rabbis and some, I mean, it could be, the din is only knowing the Kabbalah of Bok, and the Chazanisha would have been, if he holds, that's not like the Shach and not the Chidor, has many, many sparks, the Chidor wrote, I think, over 80 sparks, he said he wasn't as many sparks as he lived, I think 80 years or something like that. He wrote something like any closer. So one of the sermon he wrote is called the Simchas Harei. It's a commentary on Megillas Rus. He wrote several encyclopedias, Encyclopedia of Kabbalah, Encyclopedia of Halach, Encyclopedia of Mishnah, Kabbalah, Reshetan, all kinds of encyclopedias. That was in 1700. That's when they were writing encyclopedias. The Halach and others were writing encyclopedias. That's when it started. So the Chidon in the Sefer Simchas Harei on Megillas Rus discusses Din Amani B'lai Amonis, Mayavi B'lai Me'aviyah, Husam B'aviyah was permitted to marry. What happened to Din Mayavi Amani B'kav Hashem? So the Chachamim said, Mayavi B'lai Mo'aviyah, Mo'aviyah is with theirs. So that's a big machloikis. Was that a halach of Moshe Nisina, or was that a drasha that they darshan on their own? So according to, on the assumption that it's a drasha that they came up with, so the Chidon, the Simchas Regal quotes a machloikis Achreinim, whether that can only find the Kabbalah Habor, but he say, no, this is my friend, that was always the din. My idea is with theirs. The Chazanish seems to hold that it's only the Kabbalah Habor. Whenever the Chachamim develop a drasha of the Torah Shabbat, it's their rights, but it's only the Kabbalah Habor, it's not the Lord Nusulam Habor. So getting back again, the Rambam every so often will write that something is the Divrei Sofim, or write the Divrei Hem, and we don't know whether it's midirabbanan, but it means that it's Torah Shabbat Peh, so I have to tell. The Rambam writes, Kiddushi Keset is midirei Sof. Rambam says, Kiddushi Shtar, Kiddushi Dira, is Torah Shabbat Peh. Kiddushi Keset is only Torah Shabbat Peh. And he calls it midirei Sof. And he's attacking there the Karaites, the Karoyim, the different groups of Karaites. Here in Eretz Yisrael have the best of all of these Karoim, the Karoim from Europe, major from Africa, they have different shtick, each people has a different shtick. And one of the things outside of Shav Shemem, none of them believe in Kiddushi Kes. None of them have Kiddushi Kes. So the Rambam read in the Gemara like that. The Rambam read in the Gemara, right? Then if the Kodesh Pekas, the Kodesh could be on the Ekelim, so the Rambam read in the Gemara, Kiddushi Kes is only Torah Shabbat. Then the Rambam writes that the Orthodox Jews, but the Orthodox Jews we have chosen to perform Kiddushin Kesef as opposed to Kiddushin Shtar. Kiddushin being prohibited in the Rambam. Why doesn't anybody ever do Kiddushin Shtar? Because we demonstrate that we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat. Because by the Karaites, some of them believe in Kiddushin Shtar, but they don't believe in Kiddushin Kesef. Because Kiddushin Shtar is Makkah Shabbat Yitzhiyah. The heck is they do hold from. But the Kesef, Kichem is there, but that's a good job that they don't hold from. So the Rambam says the meaning by the Orthodox Jews is to go out of our way to demonstrate we subscribe to the Torah Shabbat, we only do Kiddushin Kesef. So when the Rambam writes Kiddushin Kesef, the Divrei circumstances are born. Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam didn't mean to say something in the Rabbanah. He meant to say that this Torah Shabbat as opposed to the Torah Shabbat. So here also, the Rambam proving Mitzad Ha'ein, the Gemara had a half minute, maybe only proving Mitzad Ha'ab apostle. Why should he say only proving Mitzad Ha'ab? Because by Yerusha, the din is that only Mishpacha Sav Kuri Mishpacha. Mishpacha saying, any Kuri Mishpacha. There's the two kinds of Kurban. There's the Kurban of Mishpacha, the Kurban She'er Gosan. So relatives prohibited marriages, not that they marry a sister, your mother, and so on. The prohibited marriages, that says, Ishi Shol She'er Gosar, the Sikh will acknowledge her. It doesn't say Amishpacha, so She'er Gosan. So She'er Gosan is from the father's side and from the mother's side. They're both called She'er Gosan. But Yerusha depends on the Mishpacha of the Yerushalayim. Mishpacha, so they're the Marshal, Mishpacha Sad Kuyi, Mishpacha. Mishpacha Zayn any Kuyi Mishpacha. So the din is Mishpacha Zayn is called She'er Gosar, but it's not called Mishpacha. So we hear the Gemara have a Havamina, but maybe if you have a half brother from the same mother, and a different father, the same mother, maybe they're kosher ladies. Maybe they should be kosher ladies. And the Gemara says, no, it's kosher ladies. So the Rambam calls that Midivrehem, creating its Sachaim. The Ramban wrote that twice Balti Ishtai is never the Rais. Even Gisa, Spasel, it's only with the Rabban. They never say twice Balti Ishtai. That's one case of creation that's going to be with the Rabban. I'm trying to the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Ramban of all minds. Whenever you say twice Balti Ishtai, it's only the Rabban. And then there's a whole tilpul of what did the Ramban mean when he said that creating its Sachaim, absolutely the Rain, the Rain, so the Kesem Nishnas refers in fact to what he wrote by Kiddushin Kesef. Now listen, just like I wrote by Kiddushin Kesef, that it doesn't mean Midirabban, it means Torah Shabbat Peh, so well, the correct in the Sarein is Torah Shabbat Peh. And then he said, and truth and matter, the whole thing is Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole institution that wrote Maksulim La'edis, as the Shudder Shalmu proposed, not to punish the parents for the sins of the children, not to punish the children for the sins of the parents. The whole additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk is all Torah Shabbat Peh. So this is Torah Shabbat Peh, top of Torah Shabbat Peh. Not only relatives from the father's side, relatives from the mother's side also, but the Rambam didn't mean to say that it's in the Rabbi. And others, the Shulchan Arach Poa, that it should be burnt, but others are there, Rambam. The creation of Sarayim is only with the Rabbi, it's not meant to be burnt. The Rambam clearly takes the position that something that's in the Dibrei Sofrim is derisive, it's Torah Shabbat Peh, it's on a lower level of a deraisa. Deraisa of Pshuta Shamikra, Torah Shabbat Sab, that's higher, and a deraisa, that's a brush of the Torah Shabbat Peh, is a lower one. Where did he get that from? So the Rajman the Chula says, in the first parak in Kiddushin, the Mishnah has, Risha Niknis, how do you get married? Risha Niknis. Then how are you going to carry? How are you going to the top? How are you going to have a clan? How are you going to have a divi? How are you going to have all kinds of things? So then the Mishnah says to each one, how does an Eved Kenani go free? Shen Diyani. What do you mean Shen Diyani? So the Gemara says, if you knock out a baby tooth, he doesn't go free. Knock out a tooth. Ah, here it has two wives. And then the Gemara says, in addition to that, an additional Chav Dalet Rosh Eivon. Eivon, the fingers and the toes and so on. So Chav Dalet Rosh Eivon in addition to the Shen Diyani. So the Gemara has a machlokes up the Rashi with the Tshuva quotes. The Braisa in Kiddushin, the first part. The Gemara has a machlokes up on Noyim. When Eved Knaini and Eved Libi is not yet to be Shem Yom. Eved Libi is yet to be Shem Shem Yom. Eved Knaini is not yet to be Shem Shem Yom. Eved Libi is only yet to be Shem Yom. So when Eved Knaini is yet to be Shem Yom, does it need a Shtar Shechur? Or do you say no, just go, doesn't accept his Makabal Eden that the other knocked out the Shem Yom. And it doesn't pass because it goes free, there's no need for a Shtashim. That's a machlokes hatanu. Then one Tana makes a compromise and says it depends. Shen diayin des pshuta shamikwa, there you don't need a shashita. But the additional chav dalid rashi barim, the fingers and the toes and so on, the 24 additional, that's not perush b'sah. Or the medrash chachamim di, it's also din deraisa. But hold on, it's only a brush of perush b'sah. There you do need shashita. So the Rashi and the Tshuva quotes that you see from the Gemara that the Gemara is saying the Rambam got it from the Gemara. There are dinim deraisa that pshuta shamikwa perush b'sah. Then there are dinim deraisa that are only brushes of the perush b'sah. A drush of the Torah and Shema is on a lower level than a pshuta shanu. Interesting. The Pidu Godin wrote an introduction to all the Torah Shema Tez. He calls it the Psicha Kolelos V'Orechaim. It's not really a Psicha Kolelos V'Orechaim, it's a Psicha Kolelos to call it Torah Kula. And it's tremendous, unbelievable. My father used to say, someone should get a doctor on this, and someone should get a doctorate. To write the running commentary to explain what the Pidu Godin says there. And he writes everything to Kitzur. Tiny letters, he writes everything to Kitzur. So years later, my body's telling me that years ago. Years later, I found there are 25 Svarim in Europe in the commentaries on the Psicha Kalalas of the Pidu Godin. Many commentaries, but no one got any doctors there. But many Svarim were written. There's enough, there's a lot to come. So the Pidu Godin, the Psicha Kalalas all starts. The Torah of the Tzav, and the brush is a person up there, and he quotes some sources in Rishonim who say the same with this trip, Sarashpur, that a din deraisa is based on a brush of a person up there, either Shakran and Rishis, then it's a slightly level, slightly slower level than a din deraisa is Pshuta Shamlik. So he quotes Akasha that the Rishonim work on. Magen Avraham quotes Rishkasha from a more time, one of the Balei Hadassos. We never see his name. Once I quote some of the Balei Hadassos, it's Germany, we used to read it in the town this world. Some of the other Balei Hadassos were so exotic, that's all he needs to say. So the once I quotes the Balei Hadassos, he says, Kiddush has to be recited, and he assumes that Kiddush is a mitzvah, pshuto shel mikra. Zachar shel Shabbos and kashrus, Zachar means lahazkir, to mention Kiddush is a yom of Shabbos. The concept of Tosefta Shabbos is only a drush of the parasha about that. You learn it out from Sukkim. It's not Mufurish of the Pasuk. So he's bothered with the Kashka, how are we accomplish Shabbos early? We say Kiddush, and we go to Kiddush, the Raisa, it's not Tosefis. But the whole institution of Tosefis is only parasha about that. But Kiddush has to be recited according to parasha Mitzvah. And according to parasha Mitzvah, Tosefis doesn't exist. So how can we get to Kiddush, it's not Tosefis? You should insist, you have to recite Kiddush to say Sapkochav. That's Vatai Shabbos. So it's an interesting Kashmir. The Kashmir is based on the premise that a din deraisa that's only known for a Torah Shabbat Peh, Allah from Moshe, you see that also, is a lower level din deraisa than a din deraisa should have shown it. And there's a, he quotes also another source, the Mishnayis and Masachas Mozir. A Nazir is not allowed to be Mitame the Mace, even the seven relatives. The Kain God is not allowed to be Mitame even to the seven relatives. It's only Mace Mace. So what if there's a Kain and a Kain God are walking down the highway and they bump into a Mace Mace, a Jew grab up there. There's no one, no Hatzol, no one to call. One of the two of them is going to have to, you only go for them to be Mitame the Mace. One of the two is going to be Mitame the Mace. So one is a Kain, one is a Kain God. So the Kain Godel is the prohibition of Tumas and Mace Mocham and then the Kain Godel. Kain Godel is allowed to be time to design, right? In addition to Mace Mitzvah, Kain Godel is not allowed to be time to Mace Mitzvah. So let the Kain Godel be time to not be Kain Godel. Let's say there's a Kain Godel and a Nazir are walking down the highway. So they're both forbidden to be time to Mace and even to design for them. And they both have the same thing. They're both only allowed to be time to Mace Mitzvah. So who's Mocham? The Kain Godel? Or the Nazir. So that's Machloikis, Reblaze and the Chachamim, Agansa Machloikis Hataroim. Who's Mochom? So the Mishami has more. The Mishami has, what if the two Nazirim walking down the highway? One of them is a Nazir? He said, Haveri Nazir for 30 years. The other guy said, Haveri Nazir Oilom. Nazir Oilom doesn't say in Chulish. Nazir Oilom is a concept that's only known through the Torah Shabbat, that he exists. So if one is a Nazir between Pshutim Shamlik, and one is only a Nazir known from Torah Shabbat Peh, if one is a Nazir between Torah Shabbat Peh, is considered at a lower level, The one is a Nazir stam. The normal Nazir is Machon. So let the Nazir oil be metamed in the next mitzvah as opposed to the Nazir stam. Normal Nazir, because the one is a Nazir, if you shoot the Shalmik, it's Machon. That's the big machlokes. The Rambam said that Kerelim from the mother's side, Absulim b'Dibreinim, the Dibrei Seferim, did he mean like the Kesef Mishnah wrote, like Abis of Gara, that it's Minat Torah, but he means that it's Torah Shabbat Peh. So the whole thing is Torah Shabbat Peh. All the Kerelim so many, the whole thing is Torah Shabbat Peh. It's true to Shandibu, it goes to him to Abis Alpam. Everything is not leader, right? So Oshir, what did he really mean? That it's only the Rabban. So that's what triggered the whole Shulah Sarajibon. You have a case of craving where only Ksulim Leidus from the Rabbanon, according to that reading in the Rambam, that craving inside of Eichon only Ksulim with the Rabbanon, and you'll be catching each of you. You say, Akira Abari Krishna, you don't need a get, you do need a get, but sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, all the three things. And then he explains to talk about only the Kaddish nation in the presence of the Messiah of the Kuddim, all the Brits, Koshna, Terkos, and Rabbanon. That's the big discussion. Many years ago, there was a whole lot of blue beer in Eretz Yisrael. There was the Rabbanut in charge of marriage. So there was a brother and sister wanted to marry. And the Bezin said that they're mamzerim. Because the mother was married in Poland, and she never got a get from the first husband. And then she remarried, and she had these children, the son and the daughter. So that Ben-Gurion intervened, and he wrote a whole Shulah, Ha'achos, the brother and sister, and he allowed, and he said, they're not mamzer. So, it's a long Shulah. And big machlokes at that time, that's when Rabban Yashi was on the Rabbanu, it's when Hashem was on the Kriya, he said, such a Chim Hashem, such a improper psak. It was against all the rules and regulations of the Rabbanon, because he wasn't supposed to give a psak on the case. The psak was taken care of by the local peasant. He wasn't authorized to give a psak. So the whole thing was a big scam. So part of his tshuva was on the assumption that today everybody's only married with the Rabbanon. There's no way she's such a nice sinner. So you're only dealing with the moms and the Rabbanon. Why? Because everybody today does kiddush kesef. Rabbanan Kedusha Kesef is David Sofrim. He's working with the assumption that some Achrenim understood the Rambam, that Kedusha Kesef is David Sofrim, that it's only the Rabbanan. So that's famous, because Mishnah says on the Rambam that that's a mistake. But there were Achrenim who thought like that in the Rambam, that Kedusha Kesef is only the Rabbanan. There were Achrenim who thought that the Rambam says over here, the craving from the mother's side are only two ladies in the Rambam. So that was a big hullabaloo. And just a word about Baal Ki Ishtari, let's say my sister's married and my brother-in-law has a brother. So you don't say, I'm Basel Ladies to my brother-in-law's brother. No, Baal Ki Ishtari is a little stuff on the line. I'm related to my sister, Risha Nerusha. My sister is married, so that's Baal Ki Ishtari, so Basel, that's as far as you go. You don't say, my sister is married, Baal Kishna, therefore I'm Rishon Rishon, my brother-in-law. Then my brother-in-law has a brother, says Rishon Rishon, Rishon Rishon. And the brother has a half brother, the half brother has another half brother, he has a half brother, keep going on, I've been trying to keep on going. Each half brother has another half brother. It possibly is everybody in the world. So that's clear in the Gemara. You don't keep on going. The Gemara says the cherished one, but there's someone who thought, keep on going. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. Baal Kishna is the end of the line. The Gemara talks here about lichutanim. In English, there is no word for lichutanim. My son is married to your daughter, so we have lichutanim. So ani hachasim ma'avi hakama. So the Gemara says that they share lahoid to each other. They're not related at all. Of course, they're not related. The husband and the wife are related. Baal Kishta. But you don't say I'm related to my daughter. My daughter is married to her husband, Baal Kish, then you go like that. And my daughter is my son-in-law, you relate to his father. No. Baal Kish is the last stop on the line. You don't go by that. That's clear in the Gemara. Baal Kish is only the last stop on the line. you don't proceed further. Okay, we'll leave that and we will try to get you. This is an introduction to the city of Berlin.
Rebbe, is there someone there with the recording? Did someone record over there?
Okay, we tried anyway, so we'll see how it came out.
Can I ask a question?
We have a question, Rebbe.
Rebbe, wasn't there a case with the Rav that there were Krovei Ha'Eim? It ended up that the Eidim were Krovei Ha'Eim, and he paskin that Be'evid it was okay, based on the Rambam, that the Rebbe has in the Nefesh HaRav, such a case?
Krovei Ha'Eim?
It ended up that the Eidim were Krovei Ha'Eim.
The case was where that the other Eidim to be used, because Rebbe wasn't Machmir. Rebbe said that he wasn't worried about the Yichud Eidim against the Ritva and Kiddushin, that you don't need the Yichud Eidim.
Ah, yeah. The pasuk I would want the Eidim. The pasuk take another Eidim the first time on this time, the relatives and the mother's side. Then when we ask Rav
Thank you, Rebbe.
From his pictures flashing in the middle, like a split second.
Oh, those were because I was switching.
Split second, I'm like, whoa.
I was switching windows.
And something was like very sparty, and you could tell they were very sparty. You didn't know what they
were.
This is how I stay.
My favorite thing was that Nini Shva in the background. You hear that?
I didn't see that one.
Did you hear that? People were screaming. That was the
second. That was hilarious.
For me, that was such a good moment. Yeah, as we said before. So I was just like, so like, wow, like a Rebbe's there, it's a and the Tekkes were learning Torah and whatever. And then I missed the whole point he was saying because I was thinking about that.
I was wondering what that was.
And I told him it was like a trumpet and then.
Oh, really?
So I guess.
That's very beautiful.
And as he's talking, walking in the aisle, playing his music in the background.
I was that guy taking pictures behind him.
It doesn't look like Jackson.
We can send him our pictures too.
I want to take a picture because of all these like modern art class work on the board.
I could edit it out for you, but okay.
What?
I could edit it out for you.
You can edit it out.
Or your Photoshop.
I want that in. That's something hilarious. It's a very wild thing.
You guys like camera quality. You couldn't see from Jacques' beer over here, so he was just had a goatee.
Yeah, it
was very funny.
Oh my god.
What are we doing? I didn't realize that I had to turn off the microphone.
That was the issue?
Nady pointed out how the microphone was giving feedback, so I had to turn it off. Oh, I'm still recording this. I should probably turn that off.
So what was
why?
That trumpet
is
music
very important information to know?
You like listening to trumpet music sometimes?
No, it was...
Yeah, you can close iTunes during...
That music's from the
I don't have iTunes. I mean,
what's
cool.
iTunes?
You record it on your computer.
Isaac,
mm-hmm.
What's iTunes?
Yeah.
It's Isaac's latest app.
I was. You drink coffee?
I
don't
know.
I think it's just the high school next door.
Where
is it?
Isha Torah.
Thank you.
Oh, really?
That's where it was, yeah. He was facing the Kotel.
Oh, that was an ish. That wasn't a
yes.
Oh, I was wondering. Yeah, I
that's how you were all at music.
I was like, how's our tech is next to Gross?
I didn't recognize that room.
Yeah. You recognize that room in Gross?
No, but someone would be in the room where the machine was.